I really must confess, I love art. Most all forms of art. I love music. I love sculpture, architecture, opera and ballet. Maybe not so much. But in particular, I love painting. My favorite place in New York City that is not a church is the Metropolitan Museum of Art. I remember a long, long time ago, I spent half a day, a magical afternoon there, just by myself with the art. That afternoon, as I was roaming around with the audio guide stuck in my ear, I came upon a medieval painting of the scene depicted in today's gospel, the scene which we call, as Catholics, the Annunciation. There must have been at least 50 paintings of the Annunciation in the Met, all masterpieces. I don't know why exactly, but I decided to punch in the numbers and listen to the commentary on that particular piece of work. Well, the narrator pointed out the various different technical elements of the painting and then spoke about the dove that was hovering over Mary and the angel's head. Of course, the dove represented the Holy Spirit. Rays of light emanated from the dove and seemed to be entering one of Mary's ears. In this painting, the narrator went on, the artist depicted the quaint theory that since Mary was a virgin and remained a virgin, the conception of Jesus took place through her ears, leaving the rest of her body unsullied. Don't look for art commentators for your theology. The narrator missed the artist's point. The artist's point was that Mary heard the Word of God. That was why the Holy Spirit was able to overshadow her. That was how the Word of God became flesh through her. Mary was given a choice. The world awaited her answer. She could have refused to allow God's plan to work itself out through her. She could have agreed grudgingly to the plan, sort of like old Zechariah, John the Baptizer's father did when the angel Gabriel spoke to him in the temple. Or Mary could have rejected God's plan altogether. No, God, sorry, not me. I think I'm booked already for the next 9 months. But Mary was open to the Word of God. She allowed the Word to enter into her and transform her from a simple maiden. And young ladies, we think this young woman was about 14 years of age. A simple maiden to the mother of the second person of the Blessed Trinity to eventually be raised as Queen of the Universe. She was open to the Word of God, and the Word of God used her to transform the world. The what of Jesus, what He is both human and divine, two natures. But the who of Jesus, who He is always the second person of the Holy Trinity. Mary said yes to the word in her ear and became, and this is an ancient term, the Theotokos, the God-bearer, the mother of God. That same word of God whispers into our ears, yours and mine. He calls us to transform the world. He calls us to make the Savior real to those who long for His presence. Will we reject the Word and force Him to look for another ear? Will we obey grudgingly and limit His action through us? Or will we make a decision for the Lord and offer ourselves totally unto God? We are here this morning because we have chosen Christ Jesus. In good times and bad times, in happy times, in sad times, in easy times, and in the hardest times of our life, we come here. We come here because we have chosen Jesus. We recognize our humanity, our weakness, and we seek strength to remain faithful to this choice. Mary's great virtue was her obedience. In that sense, she was the opposite of Eve. Mary is the new Eve, that rather than bringing death into the world, she brought new life, divine life, into this world. The Word of God calls us to nurture the presence of Christ within us. Now, we are not pregnant like Mary, but we still have the living Jesus within us. So in that sense, we are like an expectant mother. All of us care for this new and wonderful presence growing inside us. Like an expectant mother, we eat the food that we need, the Eucharist, to allow the presence of God to continue to grow in us. We take the vitamins we need. It's called vitamin P for prayer, so that we can stay united to the living love that is within us. The Word of God whispers into our ears and calls us to bring this divine presence within us to others. We do this by standing up for our faith. We do this by searching out those who need His strength. Folks, I got to tell you, so many, many people hurt at Christmas time. You know, we see all the joy on television and the commercials and the Hallmark Channel. And folks, there are people who have hurts that they are carrying that are multiplied and magnified by the holiday season. There are people who have lost loved ones who especially need our loving attention. We have people who are going through hard times in their life, whether it be losing a spouse, losing a job, losing a child, going through a divorce. These are tough times to see commercials with everybody happy and glad and excited. These are the ones that we need to give special loving attention toward. There are people who are wandering the world listlessly. They go from thing to thing, from person to person, from relationship to relationship, what they really need is some deep, special care. And then there are people who are sick, chronically ill, the elderly, who are wondering if this will be their last Christmas. And they need the assurance that God's love will be there, if it be so, to help them to enter into an eternal Christmas. What a wonderful time we are living in, not just Christmas time, but we are living in the time of the Word of God. The Word made flesh. His presence is within us. His presence is around us. His presence is real. He is real. The Word of God whispers into Mary's ear, and she conceived. The Word of God is shouting into our ears this morning, calling us again and again and again to be His transforming power in the world. Whether it be in a far-flung country, or whether it be in the little world that we inhabit. Hail Mary, full of grace, because of your willingness to let God work within you, we have become the masterpiece of God's hand. We are loved by God. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.